Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year to everyone around the world. Our first call of the year 2016. This is very exciting. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Wow, where do I start? So tonight's program is entitled Fireside Chat with Sananda. Be ready for prosperity.
The recording has started.
Generosity and endless fun. No, that's good. We just make sure everybody's connected. I'm happy to hear that. So tonight we're going to gather around, pull up your blanket, get some cocoa or some tea, put on your fun slippers, your PJs, and circle around the fire. We're just going to be easy and feel like family and open up our pillars and gather around. And Sananda's here to be able to help us get in the mood to celebrate for generosity, for endless prosperity. And I think he even said, are you ready to have nothing to worry about? I know I am. So welcome, everyone. So just a few things to get out of the way for maybe some new listeners. There's two ways to listen to our program. One is on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. And we also have a start meeting conference call for people that would like to listen on their phone. So I haven't given that out in the last few episodes, so let me do that now. So grab a pen, pencil, paper, and let me give you the number to call. Area code 701-801-1220, and then you'll be asked for a meeting ID number, and you'll enter 856-768-151 and the pound key. And you can listen on your phone as well as online. For anyone who is not already receiving our New Earth Times newsletter, let me make sure I let you know how to do that. Go to our website at whoneedslight.org, whoneedslight.org, and on the top you'll see a sign-up button. Click on that, give us your email address, and you will make sure that you get hot off the press our new channeled messages and other relevant information to our ascension and bringing in this beautiful new golden era. So make sure you do that. We also have a Facebook page. You can find our messages, Who Needs Light? And my name is Meg. I'm your co-host for tonight. And for any health-related information, you can find me at wisdomwithin-megdavis on Facebook. And with that, we'll welcome our other hosts for tonight, Catherine and Christine. And we are ready to circle around the fire. Good evening.
Hi. I mentioned something else, too, for new people. The title, Who Needs Light, comes from the book that I wrote. And I want to let people know, a lot of people go to our website and they think that Who Needs Light is another collection of channeled messages, but it really isn't. It isn't anything like the channeled messages. They're also listed on the website. So we should mention that every once in a while. And I also want to thank people who were so generous over the Christmas holidays with donations for us. It keeps us going, folks. We are so grateful. And it just, I look at every single one, and I thank you. You probably feel my energy coming, surrounding you with gratitude and thanks. So I just wanted to mention that before we go on. Tonight, Christine is not feeling well, and that leads me to a frequency report. So it's a lot of people have written to me and thanked us for talking about the frequencies and mentioning what the effects of them are. And I think our best representative of that is Christine, because today was about the worst. It creates for her, because she's the lead person in this particular program and is feeling the effects of these frequencies most extremely. The rest of us are being protected a bit so that we're not feeling them as intensely as she is. But tonight, she said it was just like a wall that hit. And the the symptoms she feels are terrible nausea and pain. So from, you know, an earlier incident, she had some internal injuries. And that any of these I also have trouble finding words. We call it operating on half a brain cell. Because I'll get to the middle of a sentence and just completely not be able to say what it was I was heading for. And that's what just happened. Anyway, as the frequencies increase, it causes more pain. So anyone who has an old injury is probably feeling it tonight. Yesterday or the day before was headache day. And yesterday in particular was disorientation day. Twice I went to stand up and fell over. I felt like I was drunk and I hadn't been anywhere near the booth. So yesterday was a very strange one. Just like the whirlies, you know, and disorientation. And I can feel what's left of it is this, forget where I was in the middle of the sentence, effect. So I think while I'm channeling, that might not be a problem. We'll ask Sananda. But I think it'll be all right as long as he's doing the talking. But I have talked to them today about the frequencies. And, of course, you know, people used to complain all the time. They don't really understand us and they don't know how it feels. Well, that's not entirely true. First of all, they're tremendously empathic and they're very much involved with what we're doing and all of us. And although they don't feel the exact sensations that we feel, just as I can't feel the pain that someone else is having. So they understand pain because they've been here. But there is that effect. Like, I know Christine is in pain, but I'm feeling something different from what she's feeling because I'm a little more protected so that somebody can go to the grocery store for us. But that's the way it is for them. It's not that they don't understand what we're feeling. They see us. They know what we're going through. They know everything about what's happening with us now. But I talked to them about this. So this is why they want us to report to them exactly what we feel. And Christine does that. She reports the sensations, the psychic network interference that they're putting out. I should warn people about that too. If you feel thoughts going through your head that feel like they're not really your own thoughts, or they're an exaggerated version of things that you used to feel, it's the frequencies. They have a way of designing sometimes very specifically and very personally, and this probably happens to a lot of light workers. They have a way of leaning on you in such a way that they needle into the place in your feelings where you're most vulnerable. If you had self-doubt, they will lean on that and talk about how you're no good and you'll never be a success and you failed last week and look what you did and that was bad and you're not really a light worker, you're really selfish and nobody likes you and so on. And even suicidal thoughts. I'm convinced that most of the time, this is where they come from. So just so everyone can be aware, if you're feeling blue, it's probably the blue frequency. If you're feeling nauseated, it's probably the nausea frequency, not the flu. So that's our report for today. We're asking the company of heaven, please, and you can all join us in this. If we can do anything to raise our vibrations, to make a contribution, to get this, to keep it rolling as fast as possible, we will be so delighted and grateful. So, of course, they can't do it without us. That's understood. This is really our project. And we work together hand in hand with them. So we're not going to say, Mother and Father, please come and fix this. Because that's not going to happen. That's not how it works. So I think people are kind of getting the hang of that. That we are the ones who are really raising the vibration on the earth and getting things started and putting out the information, and everybody is doing their part to keep this rolling. And of course, the ones on the front lines, a lot of them, we don't know their names because they're working in secret. So when this is all done, we are going to have such a celebration, and it's going to be a huge awards ceremony because so many people who are working like behind the scenes in the financial systems or the government systems cannot talk about what they're doing. Very few of them are out front, you know, on television talking about it, although there are a few. So we're going to have a great time, and things are really rolling. So this is why we titled our show tonight, Be Ready for Prosperity, Generosity, and Endless Fun. And we don't mean get ready for next year. We mean be ready now. So Sananda agreed that he would come and talk. Christine was hoping to channel Archangel Michael, and he wanted to come too. But we said, nope, not unless you can get Christine feeling good enough that she can channel herself, because we want her to channel Michael. And she's not up to it right now. So next time, next show, I'm sure she'll be back channeling again. Meanwhile, I'm sending her a big love, and you all can too, to help her get through this, these screaming frequencies. So, Meg.
Yes.
Are you there? When I talked to Sananda about this, and I think you got a text from us saying we were going to ask some questions. Mm-hmm. So while I have the floor, you can help introduce Sananda. But before mm-hmm. he comes, I'm going to ask him, we're going to do a conversation here. So feel free to ask questions or break in or, you know, say hi or whatever you want.
Okay.
So we're going to have a conversation with Sananda and ask him, here's the tack that I'd like to have him take. what, you know, we've heard people talk about what the end point is going to be, how fabulous and wonderful it'll be when we don't need money anymore and when people are living in peace and prosperity, and it's going to be fabulous. But I asked him to please give us as much as he can. It's really hard to describe, but as much as he can, to please give us an idea about what the transition will look like. Because we know there's so much going on behind the scenes, but we don't know what the expression of it is going to really look like. We don't know much at all about what the day after the RV is going to look like, except in our own personal lives. And we know that's going to be fabulous. And we're going to have a good time supporting humanitarian work of all kinds. So I think probably almost everybody on this call has ideas already about what they want to do to help make life better for other people, beginning with our families and extending from there. So we have a little idea about that. But the work that we don't really have an overview of is what happens with the prosperity programs. What happens, which are much wider and larger than individuals, and what about the new governance? So I want to ask Sananda to talk about that and how it will affect our lives. Do you have questions about that, Meg?
It was along a similar vein. I think Saint Germain has talked about that before, where they have painted a really good picture, and we've all done our fair share of in our own lives and looking around our own individual situations.
Mm-hmm.
The end game, like you said, where things that we're seeing on a daily basis are no longer there. I think one of the things that the vein that I would like to also address from conversations I've had with people and our listeners, as
mm-hmm.
well as in my own life, is sometimes when I think about what brings me joy to contribute to, I have to watch, of course, feelings of not overwhelm. It's not really that strong a feeling, but it is a sense of staying in my pillar, staying in love, staying in joy, and also impacting what we see around us. And I remember Saint Germain talked about one time that one of the best parts about this is establishing new relationships. And I wanted Sananda to talk about how we can, I think one of my friends, and she knows who she is, likes to use the word banana cakes, like, how do we not go banana cakes all the time and really stay in joy and in love and impact the world around us in a way that is effective and productive and fun? When, like, for example, I was driving through Atlanta the other day and I just passed a huge homeless community under the bridge.
Oh.
And I said, okay, Saint Germain, I want to know, tomorrow the RV is here and we have the means to do something. I want to know what I can do right away to impact what I'm seeing in front of me, but also something a little bit more long-term, because I know sometimes throwing money at things, that's not
mm-hmm.
really the term I want, but that is an expression that we have. It's not always the
mm-hmm.
big picture. So I wanted Sananda to talk about how we can affect the immediacy of the things we do see every day, and then also how we navigate in a place of love, the highest good for everyone, to extend this a little bit longer than just that first day. Does that make sense?
That's a good one, yeah. I think talking about the same thing I was thinking about with a little approach.
Like the transition
what about
piece
the
before.
Term,
yeah.
transition.
Yes.
How do we make
I know we're all going to want to impact things we see daily. Of course we will. However, how can we be a part of the transition that raises a couple of levels up, that starts building relationships with networks that are already there,
mm-hmm.
and fostering people that are already working in that community to be able to say, okay, well then how can I best help? That kind of thing as well. So I think we're on the same line there. Mhm.
Mhm. Yeah, how do we make the transition?
Mhm.
Mhm. And what'll it look like? Okay, we've given him a few topics to start with. All right. Let's turn it over to Sananda and see what he has to say. But if you have a question, be sure and break in and ask him about things. Okay.
Wonderful. All right.
And you have your friend, you know, on the pulse, too, because you talk to a lot of people all week, so you,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you will have.
And, yeah, and everybody listening also, you know how Sananda can read your mind. So if you have something on your heart, just send it up, everyone, of course. He'll grab it. So don't feel like just because we're not pushing the button on your phone call, you can't ask Sananda. So go ahead and do that if you have something on
hey.
Your heart.
Good idea. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. Well, Sananda, I know you're right here, so welcome, dear brother. We're so excited to be on the Fireside Chat with you tonight.
Hello, dear Meg. Oh, yes. Well, you ladies are full of good questions, so you've given me quite a landscape to cover. But let me start with a few simple things. I know that many of you, if you think about what's going to happen next, you can get anxious. As you said, it's not exactly overwhelm, but it's something like that. You know, human beings are a little conservative in their emotional adjustment to things. It's not easy to start over. It's not easy to begin a new life. But this is what we're approaching. It will be a new life in so many ways. And it requires a real conscious choice. This is what we've been working on now for months, actually years with some of you, to be in the place within yourself where you can truly rely on your heart, where you can truly ride out changes without becoming anxious and without reverting to old patterns. This has been a real challenge and a wonderful adventure in a lot of ways. All of you have changed just because you've thought about this a lot, because you've readjusted your thinking deliberately, purposefully. You've thought about kindness. You've thought about reaching out to others. And because of this, every single one of you has expanded your network. You have increased your connections to others. You've thought about these things, Meg, like you were saying. What about the homeless people? How do I go about it? I'm not going to go over there and hand everybody $20 bills. That would not be helpful. Well, there will be folks in every area of need who will be organizing. So now it will be up to you, all of you, to pick your project. You don't have to have a whole lot of money or a foundation to get involved to help others figure out how to eliminate homelessness. Start with your own town. And when you do that, you're not going to be doing it alone. You, Meg, do not have to cure homelessness. But you can reach out to others who are interested. You can contact your local, your mayor, your representatives, your friends and neighbors. There are already groups who are concerned about these things. And as the prosperity increases, it will be so much easier to have an impact on these things. Because for every serious problem on the planet, there are going to be people who want to help. Many will be working on things like clean water. And there will be people spreading out across the entire planet, organizing, working with others to help facilitate. So those of you who have long ago invested in the currency, the prosperity funds for yourselves, I'm sure have thought a great deal about what you would like to do, what you would like to change in the world. And this really is the main thing that's going to change immediately. Now, a lot of people are afraid of things like, well, what if everybody quits their jobs and then there's no groceries on the shelves? We have planned this very carefully, dear ones, very carefully. And the longer it has taken to put these programs together and to get them to flow out across the planet, the more we've seen that we can organize it more thoroughly, we can shorten the distance, you might say, between the currency revaluation and the changes in your governance. Now, they're very related, of course. Many of you have studied what is called NESARA, N-E-S-A-R-A. It's the acronym for the National... Catherine just lost the word.
It's National Economic Security and Recovery Act. Is that right?
Reformation Act, I think. Yes. Yeah, closer. So, yes, thank you, Meg. This will be, you know, initially when we began planning this rollout, as we call it, it was thought that the revaluation would come first and the monies that people were going to use to help those around them would take a while for that to take effect and to raise the vibration enough to be able to initiate the programs that NESARA represents. But it became clear that it's much more effective and safer to have all of those economic reforms in place now. So this is one of the reasons that the timeline moved a bit so that the revaluation is a little later than we had originally anticipated, and the NESARA reforms are sooner. So in the long run, it's going to be far more effective, far more safe to release these funds because we have the economic reforms in place. This is the first thing that's going to create a tremendous change in your lives. Along with Nisara comes debt forgiveness, an end to the way the tax system works now. And many of you have also heard about Gassara, which is the same economic and security systems that are going to be similar systems in place across the globe. So it's the global economic changes. All of that is going to come very quickly. Catherine talked about people working behind the scenes, but you've also heard about meetings taking place with leaders across the planet. They've all been working on this. Every country that has taken part, every country that belongs to the UN is an active participant in this economic change. Now, in the U.S., for instance, and across much of the globe, certainly all across Europe, there has been the system of taxation and banking that was so linked that it pretty much meant that your taxes went directly into the pockets of the wealthiest, the richest families, by way of the Federal Reserve Bank. So people have complained bitterly about taxes and how you have to reduce spending on education or social programs. Well, of course, that's a tiny pittance of what is actually collected. What is actually collected has been funneled directly through the Federal Reserve Bank, the IRS being the tax collector for the Federal Reserve Bank, and directly to the richest families, and from them to the secret government programs, the black ops programs, the secret space programs, and a lot of the money that's been spent on military equipment and creation of wars and so on. So this economic reform really means that the flow of your money, taxpayers' money, the regular people's money, will be that flow to the richest people will be completely stopped. And then you will find that governance is really a very easy process because there's more than enough money to provide all kinds of social services and education and funding for the arts and for the programs, the athletic programs that schools have had to dwindle down because they didn't have enough money. It's been a terrible time for all those things that should make life easier, even the infrastructure, the roads, the water systems, and so on, across the globe have been neglected because the real money went to secret programs, to space programs that you have no idea how, you know, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars have been poured into secret programs and into, of course, the bank accounts. But that's not the worst of it. It's these enormously extravagant war funding and space programs too. You know, there are more spaceships, there have been more spaceships around this globe than just the galactics. There has been a program using the far side of the moon, going to Mars, and so on. So those things are expensive, and they've all been done without your knowledge. Well, this is what's going to stop. So this secrecy and extravagance combined will be completely eliminated. The banking system is already being completely revised, and systems are being put in place that make it impossible now to just make money disappear, as was commonly done with banking and credit and so on. There's also the debt forgiveness program, the debt jubilee, we've called it. Anyone who's had a mortgage and paid interest is going to get it back. Anyone who's had a car loan will get all that interest back because those programs were all illegal. We have worked across the globe with people on the ground, light workers, who are helping to institute these programs. So these are the changes that are going that you're going to feel very quickly. So it'll be like everybody gets to loosen their belt. And you won't have to worry anymore about how you're going to pay your income tax. Think of it. You won't have to think about how you're going to scrape the money together for your children's college. All of this is going to change. You won't have to worry about where the money is going to come from to get you through the next week or the next year. Medical care will become completely revamped very quickly. Now, what I want to reassure everyone about, think this through with me. Imagine this. You're used to being wary, cautious, a little anxious about things. What will you do when there is nothing to worry about? What kind of things do people worry about? They worry about paying the rent. Even if you have saved a whole lot of money, you're still probably worrying about how you're going to pay the rent. Because that's the way people learn to think. Because there were unexpected pressures, there was a sense of lack. You were taught to feel that there will never be enough. You will never be enough. Those were all deliberate programming tactics from the cabal, and before them, the Anunnaki. So many of you have worked very hard to remove that programming, to consciously think about why you worry so much. But it's a very hard habit to leave behind. So that's what I want to reassure people about, to challenge you about. And from our point of view, humor is the most powerful weapon there is to help you through whatever is coming. And what I also want to reassure you about is that we have thought through the details of what's likely to happen. Of course, we can't predict everything. There are 7 billion people on the planet, all thinking their own thoughts and deciding their own actions. So, of course, we don't predict everything, but we can see the trends. We know. And this is why we've worked together with all of you to ease this in, It's not going to be an overnight complete change in everything you know. That would be much too disruptive, much too chaotic. It will shift very quickly. But life will not be unrecognizable tomorrow if the revaluation were to happen tonight. Now, let's take a moment out from my story to reassure you about that as well. We have agreed with Catherine and with others that we will not give dates because it was so upsetting to people when we predicted that the RV would happen the next week or the next day, and then the cabal found yet another way to put a wrench in the works. Well, we have worked out those glitches. Enough of them have happened that we know how to prevent it. And I can assure you, you are not going to have to wait. It's happening now. Now, the revaluation is a global change. It will happen one country at a time, one even as it's happening in Iraq right now. It's rolling out gradually in various parts of the country. Here in the United States, there are many of you have listened to the what they call the gurus, the Dinarland gurus, who talk about what's happening now and what will happen first and what will happen next. Well, the first phase of the RV is already happening. There are people prepared, and some have already gotten their funds. There are the large groups going first. Those of you who've listened to, who are members of what we call Dinar Land, will be going very soon. There is nothing to worry about. It's going to be easy. It's going to be fun. And you will ride the wave. So, no, we're not going to give you an hour or a day, but I can tell you the waves are already rolling in. So there's no need to ponder any longer about whether it's actually going to happen, because it is happening. Now, are you ready? And I'm not talking about, are you ready with your paperwork to go to the bank? You've all thought about that, and it's going to be simple. It takes good common sense and a little bit of planning. And most of you have already done that 6 or 8 times, probably. So, what I can help with is, are you ready to change your mind about what life is? Are you ready to wake up in the morning thinking about how joyful you are and what wonderful things you have to look forward to that day? Are you ready to see brand new relationships blossom out of nowhere? Are you ready to trust one another? Of course, not to be reckless, not to throw your money around, not to. Well, here's another subject that's very important. Are you ready to see this as something completely different from what everybody always thought prosperity was, which is to be wealthy? And what did it mean to be wealthy under the influence of the cabal? It meant you buy a yacht, you belong to a country club, you expect preferential treatment. Look at that. Can you see right through it? This new prosperity will be abundance for all, not preferential treatment for a few very wealthy, very selfish people. If you can see being the steward of something that is wonderful and see it in a very different light, it doesn't mean you will have more political influence. It doesn't mean you will have special favors everywhere you go. Of course, it will mean you'll have a comfortable life, and so will everyone else. For what we are aiming for, beloved ones, is equality, respect, tolerance of one another, respect for other people's uniqueness, and other people's dignity. And that doesn't allow for preferential treatment or the kind of arrogance that was produced in the past by having wealth. It created and was intended to create separate classes. Are you ready to leave behind the class system? Are you ready to never think of another person as either superior or inferior to you because of their economic state? This, dear brothers and sisters, is what we wish to create, and it's what we will create together. For this is what we already experience when we're in higher dimensions. There is no preferential treatment. There are no special clubs. Everyone is equal in God's eyes. And this is the program that we are ushering in on Earth. Now, as you approach this wonderful, exciting adventure we're going to share with you every step of the way, stay close to us. Talk with us. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you're feeling. Call to your twin flame. Get to know each other, because there's great assistance and comfort in having a dearest, dearest friend with you always, at all times. I wanted to paint a picture for you that will help you to see this transition as something gentle, something wonderful, something that will lift your hearts every day. Every day there will be a new opportunity, a new delight, some of them will be small changes, getting together. Now, this is in reference to something, to what you were asking about, Meg. Think of the network that you could work with to help end homelessness in your city. Think of how you would go about connecting with others. How you will find the funds. Who will be responsible for organizing? How will you work together? What kind of group would you like to see working together? There will be many who will come forward and say, I took part in this RV, and I now am a wealthy person, and I want to help. This, dear ones, is what I see all of you doing. And you will suddenly be meeting each other. Think of it. You'll go out and start asking questions. Who would like to help with this project? And suddenly, you will be meeting each other. Those of you who are listening here, many in the same town, have never met each other. You don't know about the powerfully giving hearts of those who have also looked forward to this. And you haven't met yet. That's going to be one of the most exciting parts of all this. Now, I think I'll turn this over to you, Meg, for a few minutes and see what you would like to ask or what your thoughts are on this.
Thank you, Amanda.
And I'll let back. Oh. Hi, this is Catherine. I'm going to fill in here for a minute.
Good.
Get my blanket because it's freezing here. I'm next to the fire, but it seems to have died down a little bit. So this fireside chat will have me chattering if I don't get this fire stoked up a little bit. So, hey, Meg, what were you? I hear a question or a thought.
Oh, we talked about so much that was so helpful, and last, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we all did some top 10 lists, and
one
of the ones Sananda said that I have not stopped thinking about that he just spoke on again was that they experience in the fifth dimension is the ease of relationships or the ease in relationships. It literally has been lit up for me ever since. And I started seeing how some of my relationships are tight because of various things. And I just notice where I am tight in my relationships or where there's some flowing that can come in that will change with the prosperity. And I was.
What do you mean by tight?
It. Like, for example, I'm still letting go of programmed lack and limitation. And I noticed that I wasn't even thinking of opportunities or possibilities because I had just edited them out permanently because of how I live my life, where I live, or what my income is.
Mm-hmm.
And so some relationships either don't exist at all because I wouldn't have even started a conversation about something that we could have tackled had we had the money, or I didn't even allow myself to expand. So my own relationship with myself was constricted or tight because of this old programming that Sananda talked about.
Oh, that's really
blown out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes, we can't even start because how are we going to do it anyway?
Yes. So I expect that I will personally, I can already tell, because since he said ease in relationships, I have been, I just cannot see the world the same after that. I just can see all the places where ease will come even more, and how can I even expand it now before that. But still, this editing that we've all done because of our own unique circumstances that we haven't even, we've never even given ourselves permission. And sometimes when we think about the RV and prosperity, it's like we're stretching some elastic band that has always been contained, like it's always had this snapback effect. And what Ananda is saying in Saint Germain is like, it's just going to fly, and I'm still doing some snapback. So I can tell that after the RV happens, that there'll be this complete loosening of all of these constrictions we've placed on our imagination, never thinking some things were even possible. And I bet you it's just going to be this sort of expansion that comes in waves as we start, oh, I can actually do that. You know? And how fun that's going to be to just let that imagination just fly. But I think it's going to be, I can tell, that it will be come in stages for all of us as we expand. And that will be part of the shift, is our expanding. And then how he talks about this with relationships is the expansion part, not only within our own heart and our own possibilities and imagination, but also that how far can we actually imagine this network going. That I think will just be fun to watch. But I think it'll be a process for some people, and I'm just giving myself permission to let that be what it is and let it expand naturally as it comes.
I have a story that's exactly about this. I was talking with a couple of teenagers who, one was in college, one was getting ready to go, and they were talking about what kind of things they wanted to study and why. And the gist of it always came back to, yes, but I want the job that will pay the most money, because I want to have a comfortable life, and I want to have a house, and I want to, you know. So I said something about, well, of course, there are things that are more important once you're out there. There are things that are more important than money, in the sense that the most gratifying, the most thrilling work is to do something that helps to uplift other people. And one of them turned to me and said, well, not everybody can be a social worker. And I went, oh, my gosh. This is what I thought. Oh, my gosh. And I said, why not? And they just looked at me dumbfounded. It's like, well, no. Social worker is a job. One that doesn't pay any money. Or, you know, nursing is a socially responsible job that doesn't pay enough money. And those are all the categories, people who help others. And it's defined as a job that doesn't pay enough. Instead of a social worker is somebody who does generous, kind things with and for others. And it can be every day. So I saw this absolute dichotomy in the way they were thinking. Well, I couldn't possibly do that. Anything like that, because I wouldn't have the life I wanted. So that's the big division. That stuckness, that, what did you, oh, tightness that you were talking about. For a lot of people, it's that. They can't even imagine that they could spend most of their time in the mind frame of being able to help others or be there for others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And live in their hearts and be happy and have enough.
Yes.
That is completely illogical to so many people. That mm-hmm. I've seen so many people choose that in my mm-hmm. own practice, but then also in life, and I bet you everybody here has probably even made that choice in our own life, where we, or at least definitely told by some significant others, oh, no, that's just a pipe dream. You better make sure that you have something to fall back on and do something X, Y, Z. You know, and how many...
Well, you can't make a living at it.
Exactly.
So give up
musicians,
music.
Artists,
give up
all, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Humanitarian things, and and how many people have had to make choices that way. And there are people that have defied that very successfully, and more power to them. Let's keep mm-hmm. that rolling, but that's going to be a huge expansion where people can stop editing their heart based on
that. Right. Right.
Mhm.
Mhm. So that's okay. Imagination. Imagine a time when you never again have to say, "I can't do what my heart really wants because I can't make a living at it because it doesn't pay."
Mhm. Mhm. And also I felt this on a humanity-wide feeling too, as how many people want to give from the joy of their heart but edit that because they didn't have enough to share with others and their family, and
mm-hmm.
they had to drive by the person at the corner or an animal they couldn't pick up because they XYZ, and how that
they
aren't
taking enough time off work to take care of it.
Yes. And how many times have we had to make that choice in our own lives, and how sad that makes us. But then we can't go around sad all the time, so we have to put it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And all that is going to be free. Now when we see something, we're actually going to be able to do something about it. And people will live in the moment spontaneously giving without having to edit based on all the other things about where the money needs to go. Oh, my gosh, I just saw that explosion of love where people can live in the moment and do something about it when they see it, and how fun that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a huge shift in thinking. So I think there are going to be a lot of light workers who are going to be gently introducing this to people that never have been spiritual in a sense, who haven't thought of these things. And I know it's been hard for a lot of light workers, like you were, you know, pushing uphill. You couldn't talk to people about what you believe in because they wouldn't listen or they'd look down on you. Well, now, it's going to be demonstrated that we were right. That there really is a God, and that there really is this beautiful program, and we knew about it and are comfortable with it, it's going to be a whole lot easier to talk with everybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to affect everyone. The prosperity programs that are coming are going to affect everyone. And Nisara is going to affect everyone. So, not everybody's, I mean, I was thinking about, you know, people said, well, what's going to happen if farmers all of a sudden have lots of money? Are they going to stop farming?
Yeah.
Well, no, of course not. How many people would love to be farming instead of doing what they're doing right now?
Exactly. Organically with wonderful technology and those kind of things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get
well,
a lot of...
go ahead.
Yeah, you ask your question. What were
you were going to say we're going to get a lot of support too, which is, and a lot of help, which is wonderful. And I think if Sananda touched on, if we trust our inner knowing, really trust that there's not a wrong move to make, and just follow that. I think that's going to help a lot, because I think there's a tendency to, when we start to feel like we're in a new place, is to reach out and start asking other people for help. And that's okay. We can all work together. But I like how he reminded us that that inner knowing is really pulsing for us to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned something I wanted to ask about. You know, we've heard them talk about anonymous giving as one of the highest forms. And yet you also touched on how we can use this example, this our prosperity, to open up conversations with people about Mother and Father God and prosperity and Nisara. What do you think a balance, or how can we navigate that line about being able to use our abundance to be able to open up conversations and also anonymous giving? Is there any guidance that you think you have for that?
You mean, well, we'll ask Sananda. What do you mean by, wait, if you repeat the question, the anonymous thing part?
Like you were saying, now we can start opening up conversations with people about, yes, we were right, and Mother and Father God and St. Germain and prosperity programs and Nisara, we can use our new relationships for these kinds of discussions to raise awareness and to help people start opening. And yet also we have the thread of anonymous giving as also very high dimensional, and also a place there too where people just give money anonymously without maybe even a personal conversation or
I see what you mean. Yeah,
so I'm sure there's room for both, but I just wondered, is there any guidance given, or is that just something we'll play by ear with each one of us individually? And
well, I just thought of, you know, when you're talking with people, you don't have to talk about your own wealth. You can say, now there's a movement where there's so many people who are far wealthier than they were a few weeks ago, and they're all going to be giving anonymously. I mean, talk to everybody about that.
That's a good way to frame
wait
it.
Till you see how many programs spring up, how many people are going to be generous, how different the landscape is going to look when all these spiritual people who are feeling blessed because this was truly a gift from God, and we're out there to make things better. And we're feeling generous and grateful because we have benefited from this gift, this blessing that truly came from the company of heaven. And we want everybody else to enjoy it too. And if you'll keep your eyes open, you're saying to this person who doesn't believe any of this, right? Who's one of those that would say, well, not everybody can be a social worker and I want to have a big house. You can talk to them. Now we have a way of demonstrating this is what it means to believe in God. It means abundance, prosperity. It means blessings for everyone. It's going to be fabulous for everybody. And we want people to know where it came from. This is not just a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't win the lottery.
Right.
This is a thing from the company of heaven.
Good.
That's going to blow
a
lot of
way to
away.
Yeah, that is really good. That's going to help. Thank you, Catherine.
Christine has written a beautiful gift letter. So when she gives to family members, and when she gives a personal gift, she has a letter that she's going to write with them. I'm going to ask her if there's a version that we could post that would be maybe in the community corner that would be useful for others, because it does talk about this very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it came from. This is why it's here. And so that everybody knows, this is a gift from God to you. So there's an opportunity just right there.
Mm.
Every time you give someone money to help them, you include the message, this is a gift from God. I know about this because of my connection to the company of heaven. And it's for you too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the messenger. I just happen to have stuff money in your letter. But this is really a message that I'm bringing. I'm not passing on money. I'm passing on light.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. I'm not passing out money. I'm passing out light. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, passing on, shedding light, bringing light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it's really about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really about wealth. It's about abundance. Prosperity is just going to be the stepping stone to get there. So let's see. I feel Mother's presence. I was thinking I'd bring Sananda back, but I think Mother wants to talk with us. Am I right,
oh,
Mother?
Wonderful.
Yes, dear. She's Mother is here. Good.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
We thought this was going to be just a quick call, and Sananda would just give a little, you know, a little picture for us and answer a question or two. But let's see what Mother has to say.
Mm.
I think I keep it together long enough. Let Mother talk.
Oh, wonderful. All right, Catherine. I'll let you take a deep breath and welcome our dear Mother. What a nice surprise, Mother. Welcome.
Hello, dear. Yes, dear Meg. It is I, Mother God. Of course I've been listening to your conversation, as we all do. You know, we sit around the fire on Wednesday nights too, of course. And we love to hear how you all bring this information through to all the people who are listening. And it delights us to hear your joy and your widening perspective, and how beautifully you're presenting these ideas to people. So I'd like to embrace you, send my love to everyone who's listening, and to everyone they will touch in the following week, and to bring you our great love and gratitude. Yes, we feel grateful to you. Of course we do. You have been so courageous, so imaginative. Look how you, even the way you ask your questions. And I know both of you have become very good at channeling, so you're aware of what others are asking as well. And the things that you brought up tonight were absolutely the very things that all of you will need to absorb into your being, into your hearts, this deep knowledge that you are the brilliant messengers. You are the leaders. We've called you light workers, but you're also the warriors, the leaders, the creative and imaginative and generous ones. And you will inspire that in others. And this new project of having a way of disseminating the joyful information as well as the financial blessings all at once is what will change others. It's what will change the tone in your cultures all around the world. Generosity will become the norm. Instead of a cynical, self-centered way of looking at life, which you were forced into by the terrible influences of the dark ones. It created such an aura of suspicion and fear and worry. And of course, being in that state of emotional pain, physical pain, stress for years and years on end, it makes people cranky. It makes people scratchy and tight, as you called it, Meg. That was a very good description because it's an epidemic on planet Earth. People being clenched because of the fear they've felt in their lives, because of the dread of what might happen. And all you have to do is turn on your television set to find out all the bad things that could happen. Of course, that was deliberate as well. The cabal wanted everyone to think that every street corner is where there's a criminal lurking. Every time you walk out your door, you're likely to be accosted or traumatized. Well, of course, it's not true in most places. Even in the inner city, it's not constantly true. There is still generosity and kindness everywhere. Everywhere there are human beings, there is generosity and kindness. For you are made of light. You are the ones with such creative drive, such heart, that it's going to be like everybody just took off their tight shoes all at once. That's going to be the initial feel of it. And of course, it won't be everybody. It'll be the first 100 million or so who will feel the direct impact of this revaluation of currencies. Now, did you expect Mother God to be talking about the revaluation of currencies? Well, of course. Of course I'm aware. I have been in on the meetings, the councils. We know in great detail about what is unfolding on Earth. Our beloved Saint Germain has worked on this for hundreds of years. The entire Company of Heaven is now full-time round the clock, eagerly, excitedly working together with all of you on the ground. And you're becoming much more aware of their help and their closeness. And that delights us. What a team you are. All of you. And you're also beginning to see from these burgeoning numbers of channeled messages and channelers and people who are learning to speak with us, not in an official position, but every day. There are many of you who talk with us, who converse with us the way we're conversing now. It is thrilling to us. Every one of you will take part in this wonderful taking off the tight shoes. That will be the first part of the celebration. And as you begin to take a deep breath and relax, and as you begin to really absorb the knowledge that you will never again have to feel stress, you will never again have to feel want, because there will not be a secret organization scheming to rob you. It's not that everyone on planet Earth is paranoid. It's that all of you have been robbed. You've been robbed of your peace of mind. And that we take joy in seeing restored for you. Peace. Peace on the entire planet. Peace in your neighborhoods. Peace between countries. And of course, much of it will filter down. Leaders all over the world are cooperating in a way that has not been seen for thousands of years. And we continue to send our loving energy and light to you as the frequencies from the cabal have been turned up. They have been met with the waves of love and light that we send to you. This is partly what is causing the friction, the clash. For those of you who are sensitive, it is a little bit like being buffered about in a. Sorry. Catherine is laughing. She had another one of those moments. Buffeted, dear. I'm saying buffeted about. You have felt that you are buffeted about by these frequencies, by the waves coming across the planet, and it's true. We tried to warn you without alarming you. This is the natural, well, I guess you could call the finale of the old while bringing in the new. Kind of like, imagine the last time you moved. Even if you were moving into a wonderful new house, of course there's a bit of chaos. Oh, where did I put the knives and forks? And oh my goodness, where are the sheets? There's a bit of that. You're completely reorganizing. But the household you're reorganizing is the one inside you. Your living environment in your hearts, in your minds, will change. You will begin to breathe easily. Have you ever noticed how many people, in a moment of, if they're startled, if they are feeling stress, they stop breathing? Even your breathing will change, dear ones. You will sleep soundly, because there will be no fear of an attack or a war being declared tomorrow, and your children and your friends and your loved ones will be marching off to war. No more. No more. That has already been dwindling. Now the media will be the last to change. They're still trying to make it seem as if there are massive insurrections and civil wars everywhere, but it's not true. There are some programs that are designed to look like war that are still being trumpeted, but they are all petering out. And what will take its place is peace of mind and a growing sense of expectation, anticipation of something wonderful coming, instead of anxiety, instead of, you're going to feel, yes. We have so much to look forward to. We have so much to celebrate. My dear children, we've told you many times, we don't think of things in terms of someone being deserving, but there's a limit to your language. I can truthfully say, you deserve this. You've worked so hard. It's not a reward for hard work that's coming. It's much more than that. It is your destiny. You have created this destiny for yourselves. Yes, we've offered some guidance and help. But you, beloved ones, are the creators of this new life. Think back over the last few years. Think of the gestures you've made, the decisions you've made. And you will begin to see the patterns, the ripples on the pond. At the time, you may have thought it was nothing much. Invite someone over for a little chat, and suddenly you embark on something with them. Well, those moments, as you have been talking about tonight, those moments will expand. And you will see yourself reaching out. And you will see sparks fly. You will see yourself igniting things. Sometimes with a sentence. Sometimes with a smile. And you're going to see fireworks every day. Because you have the golden light within you, in your hearts, in your minds, and on the tip of your tongue. You will have jewels to offer everyone you meet, and those jewels will ignite a spark in others. These are blessings dear ones that you are to pass on. And every time you do, you will grow in love, in a kind of confidence that is really faith. And you will grow in your own eyes. And as that happens, you will begin to see the beauty and the dignity in others as well. This is our vision for you, beloved children. You feel it in your hearts. We see it in our hearts. And we know that you will carry this brilliantly. And after tonight, you will have much to think about, much to ponder as you embark on this glorious new adventure that we will all share. Begin with this blessing I give to you, my beloved children. I love you eternally. I see your light. I see your beauty, your kindness, and your great love. We are one. Namaste, dear children. I am your mother, God. And Father joins with me to send our eternal love to you. Namaste, children. Have a wonderful week.
It's like she's teasing us.
Oh, I told her just chuckling.
I tell you. She's got her teasing us with joyful words of fun.
I was like being tickled under your chin. So cute. Thank you, Mother.
Thank you, Mother.
Oh, my.
Talk about icing on the cake. Oh, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Catherine.
Oh, that was so sweet of her.
It was really sweet.
Didn't even tell me she was going to come. Well, that was
going to be okay. It's just
it's
all going to be okay.
Yep. It's going to be. First, it's going to feel okay, and then it's going to feel fabulous.
Yes.
It's going to be the transition, right? I felt her describing peace of mind, peace on the planet, peace between groups.
Mm-hmm.
But as she was saying it, I felt it just flood, and I felt it in my brain as well as in my heart. It was just like the feel of it is you just let go of your brain. And you let it, like, just rest on the base of your skull. Just breathe and let go. That's what she showed me. It was as if my whole brain just relaxed and felt very peaceful. Oh, boy. That feels great. Thank you, Mother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can all relate to that.
I think that's she sang, say it again. I literally just let go of my brain. And when I did that, I felt my sinuses open up. My eyes feel different. I can still hear the frequencies, but it doesn't feel as harsh somehow. It's like I can just let it go right in one ear and out the other. And my brain just feels relaxed, even more than when I, you know, even you can still stay anxious when you're sleeping. This is better than sleep. I feel it in my temples too. You know when you have a massage and they massage your temples and the back of your neck by your brainstem, I just felt it all just kind of melt. I recommend this for everybody to do several times a day. Just concentrate on breathing, and as you breathe, breathe straight back and down into your body, not up into your brain, but down. And then just let your brain fall. It's not going to fall anywhere, of course, but just let it rest, as if it's just resting on the base of your skull. That's how we are going to walk around from now on. That feels great.
That feels really good.
Thank you, Mother.
Oh, thank you.
Reminding me of that. Yeah, it's easy to forget what peace feels like. But that's the approach. That's what we need to do about any of these things. We'll just approach everything that way. Okay, let's see. What's next? Whatever comes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Well, thank you, Sananda.
All right.
Thank you, Catherine, Christine. Thank you.
Thank you, Sananda and Mother. We will see you again next week, I'm assuming. I think next week we're all going to be in a very different place. And we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, thank you all being with us. Thank you, family.
Yeah. Good night, Meg.
Night. Have a wonderful week, everyone. We'll see you next week.
I love this intro. Hi, everybody.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.